I'm going to open up the phone lines. If you have a question about a mortgage, if you have a question about refinancing, if you have a question about somebody was telling you something that didn't make any sense when it came to that, call me at 312-591-7000, 312-591-7000, because joining me in the studio right now, Susan Kieburg and Adam McLean with Wintrust Community Banks. Good morning, you two.
Hi, how are you?
How are you? Adam, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Nice to see you. Real quick, I have a note here that, Adam, you're participating in a home buyer seminar later on this morning. What are you going to be, where's that at, and what are you going to be doing?
You know, we're doing them right down our office. Our office is right down at 40 West Hubbard. So we have these home buyer seminars, and we have them, well, we do them quite frequently. So it's just to help disseminate, like, fact from fiction. There's so much information out there on mortgages, and, you know, people go on the web, and they try to see if this will work for them. But like I think we were talking about last time is that, you know, loans are like fingerprints. You know, you read something in the on the web or in the paper, it, you know, you want to think it does pertain to you, but a lot of times you're going to find out that, there's a lot of differences
so
in how it works.
You know,
for
one of the
people.
Things, one when we kind of started talking to you folks and, you know, when you first started coming in, you know, one of the catalysts for this idea of trying to have you come in and talk about this is that, you know, obviously there's a lot of mortgage brokers out there. You know, these are, right, independent people or independent companies and, you know, find companies and do whatever. But they're always giving the banks a bad rap. And I don't really like that. I mean, I don't like anybody talking ill about anybody. Like, if you're really good at what you do, then be really good at what you do and shut your mouth and do what you do. But don't ever go and badmouth the banks. I mean, are mortgage brokers able to do, Susan, anything else differently than you guys are able to do when it comes to getting a loan?
No. In fact, we actually can offer more products than usually most brokers can. The way we do business, we can do the Fannie Freddie. We can also put stuff on our own bank portfolio if the situation warrants it. So I like to think we have more arrows in our quiver in terms of helping people get a mortgage.
Right.
And we also broker out product to other banks as well. So a lot of times you're going to find that we're actually more competitive than some of the big banks because we don't have the overhead, you know, for, you know, brokering out those products.
Right.
And that's
You hear a lot about this on different radio ads and things that they're talking about, but what does it cost to get a loan done? In other words, am I paying all these fees? You know, everybody's like, you don't have to pay a thing. Or, you know, there used to be this guy, whatever happened to that guy, the guy out of Texas, you know.
Oh.
we're making enough money. I mean, now he's changed the name of his company. We're making enough money, and these big banks, and they're charging all this money and this and that. And I realize it costs money to do all this stuff. But are there truly loans available for people that where they don't have to pay a ton of money to get a loan done?
Oh, sure. It's the way you set it up. I mean, there are fees that are involved. A lot of times people think that the fees are always bank fees, but they're really not. I mean, the biggest cost in the city of Chicago, for instance, transfer tax and title fees.
Correct.
I mean, that's your largest portion of your closing costs.
And there's no way to get around that.
No.
Well, you can. I mean, there's a way to structure the contract where the seller's, you know, contributing, but you're really still financing that into the, you know, into the seller paid closing costs. You're still financing that into the loan.
Right.
But it's less money out of pocket.
Right.
And you usually when the way rates are set, you can price the lowest rate you're going to get is kind of what they call at par. And if you want to increase your rate just a little bit, a lot of those costs are covered because there's a closing cost credit that comes with a little bit of a higher rate.
So essentially you're just moving that money away from you writing a check for $3,000 or whatever it is.
Correct.
To say, I'm just going to build it into the loan and it's a
finance it over
quarter,
30.
Right.
Quarter percent
right.
higher or whatever right. it is. But like when you do something like that, I would imagine that you end up paying more than the $3,000.
Absolutely.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like the house always wins kind of a, you know, scenario, you know, in a way.
Yeah. There's always costs. I mean, you got to pay the appraiser. You got to pay the title company. You've got to pay the credit reporting agency.
Mm-hmm.
So there are hard costs.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, you can always structure it as a no cost loan. And depending on what your circumstances are, it may make sense to go for a little bit of a higher rate, maybe if you're going to hold that home for less time, or if
right.
you're going to own the home for 30 years, my idea would be take the lowest rate
and go with it.
Yeah, the bank fees are usually pretty nominal, too. They're just slightly over what you'd pay for an appraisal.
Mm-hmm.
So
All right, hang on a second. I got Adam McClain and Susan Seberg. Excuse me, it said Keyberg there. I was like,
no worries.
What's going on? All things refinancing, lending with our friends from Wintrust Community Banks, Susan Seberg and Adam McClain. 312-591-7000. We asked you to call in if you had some questions. And we've got a question here from Larry in Hoffman Estates. Hi, Larry. You're on WGN.
Hi, good morning. The topic is particularly important to me at the moment. I'm looking at buying a new house. My wife and I have a very good credit score. And after hearing all these commercials about banks and brokers and Fannie Mae and Freddie Mae and VA and all the other stuff, what is the advantage or disadvantage of just a regular mortgage? Again, with the caveat that we do have a very, very good credit score. I hope that makes sense to you, because I'm terribly confused.
You mean like a regular conventional mortgage as opposed to like a VA or a FHA?
Yeah, exactly. Everybody's pushing me to go different directions, and I can't really quite figure out or understand why.
Well, if you've got a really good credit score, I mean, you should be looking at conventional, straight up. The reason being is, you know, let's say you're doing a $200,000 loan and you're doing a conventional, you're borrowing $200,000. When you do an FHA, they're adding in there's a fee involved. Their mortgage insurance, there's a portion that's added in. It's called upfront mortgage insurance premium that's added into the loan, so you actually end up borrowing more money for an FHA loan. Now, and then same with the VA, they have a VA funding fee that's added to the loan. So conventional is usually the way to go. I mean, you can do with conventional loans, you can do as little as 5% down.
Right.
So,
and that mortgage insurance is a little bit cheaper than FHA. It's always important, I think, there's just not one single product for everybody. Lending is so individual these days. You're best off having a good conversation in your pre-qualification process so that you can explore all opportunities. You know, one thing might work for Adam, another thing might work for you, Lou, and you might not be able to cross over to get the same sort of deal, but it's very individualized.
Larry, are you looking to, are you downsizing a house? Are you buying a second home? What is it?
Actually, we're upsizing as we're looking at a retirement home. We're looking at about a $6,000 house, and I'd be able to put down 50% right around there.
So right, then there's no question you should go conventional. I mean, a good lender should give you a plethora of product to look at, like at least three choices of different different paths to take as far as financing. So
50% down, good credit, you can get the best loan on the street today.
No doubt about it.
Okay, that's what I wanted to hear. I always come to Lou and his guest for information.
You're a good man. You're a good man. Have a good day. Good luck with that house search, all right?
He only paid me a little to say that.
All right, hang on a second. Let's get to, we got another call here before we run out of time with you folks. This is Joan in Itasca. Hi, Joan. You're on WGN. Good morning.
Good morning, Lou. Question regarding the HARP program. My husband and I were pursued by our mortgage company to refinance our mortgage with programs. We went through the initial process. They told us we were tentatively approved. And then, oh, wait, you put your house in a trust since you initially financed this loan. We cannot accept this on the HARP program. I called Fannie Mae, and Fannie Mae said, no, that wasn't true, yet our mortgage company has denied our refinance. Even though our credit scores are perfect and everything else is fine,
that could be an overlay on the particular lender that you used. And what an overlay is, Fannie and Freddie have a certain set of guidelines, and that's why we prefer to sell to Fannie and Freddie direct. But there are some banks that have what they call overlays, and it's just an additional set of guidelines that they follow for their particular product, and. Very often, sometimes you can get hung up on those.
So wait, I'm trying to understand. So in other words, a condition of the loan you said is that you would have to put your home in a trust.
No,
they put their home in a trust.
We put our home in a trust since it was originally mortgaged, and they said that constituted a change to our original mortgage.
Oh.
And under the HARP program, you were not allowed to make any changes. We are the trustees of our trust.
Right.
So I don't understand.
And did they even give you the option of possibly deeding it out of trust? Or would that make another change? Could be the fact that there was a change.
They said we could refinance under a different program, but then we would have to pay the closing costs and everything, whereas with the HARP program, there were no costs associated with it.
Yeah, the HARP program is kind of like it's been like a double-edged sword. It works for some, and it doesn't work for many. It's kind of putting a round peg in a square hole. It's been an interesting program.
Joan, is your ultimate goal to refinance to get a lower rate? Is that what you're hoping to do?
Absolutely.
Okay. And if I can ask, what is your current mortgage rate now?
We're paying 5.9, and this would have been 4.75.
And what's the, if you don't mind me asking, what's the value of the home?
The home is valued approximately $3,000. On the mortgage.
Sorry, your phone keeps cutting out a little bit, Joan. We're getting half of the words from you.
I'm sorry. The value of the home is approximately $300,000, and the outstanding mortgage is approximately $95,000.
You don't need to do a HARP loan. You could refinance conventionally all day long. So give us a call. We'd be happy to help you.
Okay, I'm just concerned, though, about the cost to refinance, because with the HARP program, they told us there were no costs.
If you're coming from 5.99, you said, you should be able to refinance, still save money, and be able to encompass those closing costs.
Right.
And just roll it into that. You have such a strong equity position. Look, I'm going to take this. You guys just sit. You bankers just sit back, okay?
You
have such a strong equity position. You know, it's with banks and mortgages, right? It's all about their risk and what they're putting out there. What is the chance that, you know, they're always looking at what if you're going to default tomorrow. What am I going to be left holding? If I'm left holding a house that's worth $300,000, Joan, and it only is encompassed $90,000, there isn't a bank out there that wouldn't take that loan and give you, because in their portfolio of stuff, they need a bunch of really good loans, and they sometimes have loans that are a little, not sketchy, but maybe not as strong. And so you're in the good file.
Exactly.
You know, and another thing about this HARP program is there's so many mailers. I mean, even my own mailbox, I get stuffed every week. I see refinance for free, no cost, you know, some unbelievable rate.
Right.
That's the reason why we do these home buyer seminars, circling back.
Right.
It's just to help.
Well, and thank you, Joan, for the phone call. And I think Joan's phone call is a perfect example of that, is that you hear all this stuff. Here's someone, she and her family, her husband, whatever, are in such a strong position, but they're confused,
right?
Because there's so much information, and so something like that is just and I think that for a lot of people, you know, not everybody's a business person, and we talk about always homes being your biggest investment, and you're really rock solid. I am still a firm believer that real estate is the way to go, whether it's owning. I'm shocked by the trend now in a lot of younger people that want nothing to do with buying a home. The rental market right now in this city is so strong.
That's changing a little bit.
It's changing a little bit.
You have the millennials coming up right now. There's 70 million of them. It's just scratching at the door of home buying.
But they're just scratching when what they should be doing is beating down the door because it's such a fabulous opportunity right now.
And there's programs out there for first-time home buyers that are just unbelievable. I mean, if they existed back when I bought a house,
you'd be
unbelievable.
W. Clement Stone by now.
Absolutely.
And Lindsay has no idea who that is. Susan Seberg and Adam McLean from Wintrust Community Banks. How do they get a hold of you, Susan?
847-418-2825. And we'd love to talk to anybody who needed some information.
Adam?
I'm all over the place. Best number to reach me at is 312-462-7712.
Nice job. Thank you so much for coming in this
morning.
Have a wonderful week and really appreciate it.